Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Lots to talk about in health news with Dr. Barry Dworkin this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
There's a new drug that's already being used to treat type 2 diabetes that could actually be helpful in fighting cancer as well. Let's start with that this morning.
Sure. This is this is a drug that's been used now for over, I'd say 30 years or 40 years, of very old medication called metformin used to treat diabetes. In this case, the way metformin works is that it reduces the liver's ability to produce sugar. And so by doing so, it reduces blood sugar. But what they've also found in previous studies, they found a number of studies that where diabetic patients were taking metformin, they also had a significantly lower cancer rate. And the researchers weren't sure why, whether this was due to the medication or whether this was just a specific population they were looking at, and they tended to have lower cancer rates. And so what they've done is there are two studies that just came out, one by the National Cancer Institute in the United States, that looked at mice that had lung cancers. And they found that when they gave them the metformin, either orally or by injection, the ones that had oral medication had 40 to 50% fewer tumors, while the mice treated with injectable metformin had 72% fewer tumors. And a second study that is being published in the journal Cancer Prevention Research also suggested that metformin may prevent colorectal tumors, again, looking at a mouse model, but also preventing colorectal tumors in humans targeting the earliest stages of disease. So very interesting. And the mechanism, because you have to ask the question, how is this happening? It's designed to reduce sugar production in the liver. Well, it also has a more subtle effect on stem cells, that is a cancer tumor stem cells from which the cancer will develop. And in this case, it doesn't kill the cells. It stops them from reproducing. And by stopping them from reproducing, they eventually will die through attrition. They just will live their lifespan out and then die as opposed to being able to reproduce themselves. And so there are now three studies that are happening at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto underway investigating if metformin can slow the progression or prevent breast cancer in 3,500 women. So it's what's very interesting about this is that it's not chemotherapy. It's used as an adjunct to treat in this case diabetes, but in this case also to treat cancer. In some of the studies that have been done on mice, they found that combining metformin with another chemotherapy drug, in this case called doxorubicin, it reduced breast cancer tumors faster than doxorubicin alone in mice. So by doing this, it's just opening up another avenue of saying, well, are we going to try this? Because metformin is an approved drug, very safe drug, very long track record. And so that's indeed what's happening. They're now doing clinical trials to see if this will actually help, not in and of itself, prevent cancers or treat cancers, but rather as an adjunct to medications already being used to see if this actually improves outcomes.
Now, speaking of clinical trials, as we've been reporting this morning, the federal government announced yesterday they will not fund clinical trials on the controversial treatment for MS patients that is being employed in places like Poland, and Canadians are going over there to receive that treatment. Many MS patients say it is beneficial to them. In fact, some of them say it's changed their lives, but researchers are saying that the evidence doesn't support the need for clinical trials at this point.
Well, I think people are overreacting in some ways because although the federal government may not want to support clinical trials, it's not as if the world depends on the federal government to look at this issue. There are lots of studies ongoing in the United States and other areas of the world that are looking at whether this actually works or not. So although the federal government doesn't want to provide funding for it, it doesn't change the fact that people are still looking to find out answers. So locally, yes, it may cause some consternation, but from a global perspective on this particular issue, it will be fleshed out whether this actually works or not. So I'm not too excited about that. I know that there are some MS patients that are sort of chomping at the bit to have this done, but in terms of the actual evidence for it, we're dealing with anecdotal evidence, and anecdotal evidence means that you're essentially depending on the word of one person or a result without really looking at controls or looking at means of doing research that actually will provide you an answer. All you're getting is reports here and there about something that's working or maybe may work, may not work. And that's not the way you do science. As much as, you know, it sounds like people are being obstructionist about it, science is not done that way. You don't do that for other diseases. You have to be sure that what's going to be done and the protocols being used are actually going to do something for people and not do an ad hoc type of approach to the treatment. So in this case, it's the federal government's choice not to do it, although it really doesn't seem to be affecting Saskatchewan's desire to continue their clinical trials and other areas in the country that likely will be doing trials. It just simply means the federal government won't be funding it, but that doesn't stop knowledge from moving forward. So I don't think the federal government has that kind of power in the world to say, we're not going to try and find out, or we're going to, by doing this, prevent us from knowing whether it's going to work or not. So in Canada, it may slow down things a bit, but overall, it's not going to have that much of an effect on the world being able to find out whether this works or not.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.